Athabasca, students at Edwin Parr Composite School, EPC, got their first taste of the sport of rugby April 19 when five teams took to the field for EPC's inaugural Rugby Sevens tournament. The Predators played four games throughout the day, finishing with wins against Smoky Lake and Devon, and losses against Drayton Valley and Spruce Grove. Students from the school packed the stands and sidelines for all four games, the first time EPC had played at home. The team finished third in the round robin, but the real highlight of the day for many of the athletes was getting to play at home for the first time. "It's good, you get to see all your friends out, teachers that you know, it's a great atmosphere," said team captain Wyatt McKinnon. "Hopefully we get some more players out of this and just keep growing it within the community." The growing process has already started for the squad, which was founded by RCMP Constable David McClunigan last year. In the lead up to the tournament, the team brought in between 5 and 10 new players, bringing the total up to 21 for Friday's action. "It seems to be that this is going to be more of a routine. There's a lot of guys who are gaining interest, especially after today," said Jake Soffer, another returning player from the team's first season. The new players are set to continue their crash course on the field April 26 at Drayton Valley, and May 3 in Lloydminster, as the team gears up for a tour of games in New Brunswick. "Getting to play some rugby in a different place, meet some different people, just see what it's like is going to be great," said McKinnon. "I've never been over to that side of the world, so it'll be interesting to see." The team has been fundraising for the East Coast trip all year, raising funds from bottle drives, acting as a safe driver service during the holiday season, and selling food with concessions at concerts and their tournament. Throughout the process, McClunigan said he's been trying to use it as a learning tool as well. "Each step of the way, the constable, coach has been looking for ways for the boys to earn their way instead of just looking for donations. You put a lot of time and passion into sports, but you also want to give back to the community and show that you're there as a team to support them, instead of just them supporting you," said McClunigan. "I'm trying not to just help make a better rugby player, I want to make them a person as well. Any character building we can do is great, it's not just about rugby." The students will leave for their trip at the end of May, but there's still a lot of rugby to play here in Alberta. When asked what their favorite part of the day was, Soffer and McKinnon shared a laugh over the latter's answer. "Getting to run people over," said McKinnon with a grin.